Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the big fish. The big fish. Now, whether you fish today in your life or not, you're all familiar with the concept of the big fish. It was in 1851 that the book Moby Dick was written. It was a book that chronicles a man's quest to catch a gigantic whale. Then most of you may remember the movie that came out in the 70s called Jaws. Yes, my friends, that movie was chronicling of the life of a man who committed himself to capturing the great white shark. Well, in business, the big fish concept also has a principle, because that person who is a top leader, the person who is charismatic, energetic, proven successful in several different aspects and areas of his or her life, that individual is what we call the big fish. And the more big fish you can get on your team to join your mission and cause, the better it is for your business. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to adopt and embrace the big fish concept. It simply is the art of going after the large contracts, the big deals, the ones that you want to talk about for years and years. Because remember, nobody shows you the picture of a minnow that they caught. The hunters and fishermen on the wall show that humongous blue marlin that they had to go and catch. Well, how do you attract and maintain the big fish? I challenge you with the BAIT acronym, the four-step process for making sure you catch the big fish every time. The B in our BAIT acronym reminds us of the importance of belief. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I said belief. You have to convince the big fish and get them to believe in your company, your concept, your commitment, and your cause. Remember, now notice, I did not say compensation. You don't attract big fish with compensation. The big fish can make money anywhere. No, you attract them by your cause. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully evaluate the why behind what you do. What cause are you promoting to get others to believe in? Back in 1985, there was a popular song that was created called We Are the World. It brought in some of the biggest artists of all time. Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, you name it. All the big artists came together for free. They didn't get compensated, and they produced the first quadruple platinum song in the history of the world. Why? Because of compensation? No, because of belief in a cause. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to talk about the cause when you're dealing with the big fish. Get them to believe in a vision that's even bigger than themselves. Get them to focus on the reasons behind what you do. That's the reason why many companies have philanthropic organizations and charitable causes. They realize it is not just their business model that attracts, it's also their business mission that attracts. That A in our BAIT acronym reminds us of the importance of availability. You go to the big fish and not vice versa. Fishermen travel to the waters where big fish reside. They don't try to attract the fish to their waters. On the contrary, they go to where the big fish are. You never find blue marlin resting by the seashore. You got to go out and launch into the deep to catch shrimp. And you got to go deep down to get them. By the same token, my friends, the availability is the art of making yourself available to the people that you're trying to recruit. And in college sports, the college coach goes to all over the country visiting the homes of top athletes. He goes to them. If it's the head coach of the University of Alabama, he's going to travel from Texas to Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and he's going to go and visit the people that he wants to be on his team. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got to embrace the challenge of going out to land the big fish. Yes, you don't find the great white shark in the pond behind your backyard. On the contrary, contrary, you go out to find the great right shark. By the same token, you have to do the exact same thing when attracting top talent to your organization. You go out to conventions and conferences. You go and meet people in prestigious places. You spend time working to find out how you can attract, and you attract them first by making yourself available. The INRBATE acronym reminds us of the importance of insight. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of insight. A good fisherman knows the water. He knows the time of day the fish are traveling. He knows what type of food they like. He learns this before he launches out. The most unfortunate thing in business is when we're working to attract individuals into our companies and we're not sure or understanding of who they are. All it takes in these days is just a little time online, visiting their profiles on LinkedIn or Facebook or other social media outlets. See, insight is when you know and learn before you get to the meeting. It's what you learn before the meeting takes place. Hindsight, on the other hand, is what you learn after the meeting is over. You ever heard anybody say hindsight is 20/20? All they're really saying is they wish they would have known things ahead of time. Well, insight can be 20/20 as well. It's taking the time to do the homework on the people that you want to attract to your team, finding out why you want that individual or group of individuals to work closely with you, how the organization or the product or services they offer fit their personality, their interests, and their profession. It's insight, my friends and neighbors, that is far more valuable than hindsight when it comes to landing the big fish. And finally, my friends, that T in our BATE acronym reminds us of the importance of toil. Yes, T-O-I-L, it's a word that most people don't like to hear because it requires us to do great work. It means that it doesn't happen overnight. We've got to work for it. Fishermen that have caught record-breaking fish spend hours attempting to reel in the catch. There's a famous fisherman by the name of Frank Mundus. He's passed away now. He's the one that holds the record for catching a 3,400-pound great white shark with a rod and reel. Now listen, he did this with a rod and reel, not with a net, not with a harpoon, but he caught a 3,400-pound fish with a rod and reel. What does that tell us? It tells us it is not about the tools, it's all about the toil. How hard we're willing to work, how often we're willing to follow up. The emails, the phone calls, the consistency in our toil will typically land the big fish. Most of the time, my friends, what happens is we get someone on the line and we don't reel them in. Well, we can't just get them on the line. It's not enough for them to be hooked. It's not enough for that. We've got to take it to the next step and get them in the boat. And oftentimes that takes hours, weeks, months, and sometimes even a year or two in order to land that big fish. But once you've landed them, everything else changes. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Did you know that you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications? Yes, you can. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.